Practice Test 8, page 32. Do parents need a time out? Raising children requires a balance of love, support, and responsibility. Over the years, the expectations of parenting, or the process of a parent caring for their child, have evolved significantly. In recent years, intensive parenting has become more common. Parents and guardians are devoting more time, energy, and financial resources to their children than previous generations, believing this will ensure a better future for them. However, research suggests that the intensive parenting style may have unintended implications. Thus, experts warn that the demands of modern parenting can have a negative impact on parents' and guardians' health. In recent years, intensive parenting has placed increasingly growing demands on caregivers' time and energy. Parenting is no longer just about providing care and support. Now, parents and guardians are managing every aspect of a child's academic, social, and emotional life in order to meet expectations. Many parents and guardians are simultaneously working longer hours while trying to meet these growing demands. This constant pressure can make parents and guardians feel like they must always be available and fully involved in their child's life, says family psychologist Dr. Emily Roberts. Many struggle to find time for themselves. It's challenging to maintain a balance between work, relationships, self-care, and family responsibilities. In 2024, former U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy warned that intensive parenting is a public health issue, highlighting the health risks this type of parenting has on the parents and guardians. The Surgeon General's advisory reports that parents, especially mothers, have higher stress levels than non-parents. In 2023, parents were surveyed about their stress levels over the previous month. One-third reported experiencing high levels of stress, and nearly half said it had been so overwhelming that it affected their ability to function on most days. Chronic or excessive stress like this is known to increase the risk of mental health challenges. The health and well-being of those who are caring for our children should matter, Murthy wrote in the report. I am hopeful this Surgeon General's advisory will help support the changes we need to ensure that all parents and caregivers can thrive. Despite the Surgeon General's advisory, many parents find it difficult to change their opinion about what a good parent looks like. Many parents continue to fear that reducing their involvement might harm their children's chances for success, even when presented with evidence about the cost that over-involvement takes on their own well-being, parents may struggle to act on this knowledge. The advisory calls for cultural change, says Dr. Roberts. But changing personal parenting choices is difficult in a social environment that still rewards constant engagement. Actual change will require more than a health warning. Changes in policy and expanded community programs are essential to make healthier parenting possible. In some communities, families are developing solutions to share parenting responsibilities. For example, some families participate in childcare cooperatives where families take turns watching each other's children. This gives parents a break while making sure the kids are in a safe environment. Childcare cooperatives suggest a cultural shift toward viewing parenting as a shared responsibility, says Dr. Roberts. These community-based solutions highlight the importance of support systems that can make modern parenting more sustainable. I believe this will help families without sacrificing their health or well-being.